Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, August 3, 2026. There were multiple car break-ins on the North Shore, and FEMA has canceled seawall funding. Rain, wind, Monday. Rain, wind, mid-70s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 3:19 p.m. WCVB-TV is reporting that several items were stolen from multiple cars during break-ins in the overnight hours on Sunday, according to police in Beverly. The cars were broken into between 1 and 4 a.m. near Essex Street and Old Planters Road. According to police, the cars were unsecured during the time of the break-ins. Early Sunday morning in Ipswich, there was also a number of break-ins in the Great Neck area between 2 and 4 a.m. One resident said he saw two men wearing ski masks in his driveway who eventually ran off. Neighbors nearby are being asked to take valuables out of cars and check their security camera footage. In Hamilton, police say they responded to several motor vehicle break-ins between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. on Sunday. Based on surveillance footage, it appeared the suspect vehicle was a sedan with a loud muffler, according to police, and that there were several suspects. It's not clear if the Beverly, Ipswich, and Hamilton break-ins are related. Stephen Hagen writes in the Gloucester Times, funding for two projects to make repairs to structures that protect the Cape Ann coastline has been canceled by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The sudden reversal on planned federal funding would mean the loss of $2.76 million for Rockport's seawall repair project at Long Beach and $383,182 for repairs of a stone barrier at Gloucester's Cressy Beach. Both were damaged during storms on March 2 to 3 in 2018, which led to the FEMA oversight. Rockport Town Administrator Mitch Vieira said the town is not giving up on seeking federal funding to fix the nearly 100-year-old seawall. Governor Mara Healey is demanding FEMA rescind its decision to effectively cancel more than $7 million in total federal disaster recovery funding for communities in Massachusetts. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
In the most recent Mayor's Corner podcast, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon gives an update on the Whittier Tech commitment from the city.
I do have a couple quick city updates real quick. I just came from a Whittier Regional Agreement Amendment Committee, right? We call it RAC. This was supposed to be our last meeting, and I think it is. And the charge of this committee and all 11 communities that make up of Whittier takes part in this. We have a report that will be submitted to the Whittier School Committee, and it'll be our recommendations for amendments to the agreement. The biggest votes and the biggest thing that we talked about today, again, were those capital costs, right? Because the operational costs for the building wouldn't change. That is done by a per pupil model. So however many students Newburyport has going to Whittier, right now we have 26. That's how they figure out what our assessment is each and every year based on those 26 kids that are going to Whittier. Capital cost is a little different. In the agreement that was signed back in 1967, Newburyport is it's about 12% of the capital cost. So even though we only have 2% of the kids there, if there was any kind of big capital project, how they figure out what Newburyport owes is by this agreement. And in this agreement, we, right behind Haverhill, we have the second largest assessment for that. And again, it's around 12%. It's a little less than that. Haverhill has about 70% of the kids that go to this school, but yet in this formula, they only have to pay 40% of those capital costs. So this was a big thing that came up when we had this big vote in 2024. The vote was a huge majority turned down the school project. And a lot of it was because they thought this regional agreement that was very outdated and unfair. Most schools, districts in Massachusetts now, I think there's only one outlier, but the rest have moved towards this per pupil model, right? Especially when it comes to new buildings, right? Because these new buildings are going to cost hundreds of millions of dollars. And so when you're deciding how a community is going to pay for that, I think a lot of districts have reworked these agreements so that they're more equitable to get these projects done. So anyways, this has been the big hang up all along, right? Like, who is going to be willing to pay more? Who's going to be willing to pay? Who's going to be willing to agree to a model that's fair for everybody? And so a couple weeks ago, three meetings ago, we took a vote on a per pupil model. This is the model that Newburyport favors. Again, we have 2.7% of the population. So we think we should be paying for those 2.7% of the kids. So we took a vote, and at the time, 8 voted for the per pupil model. One district, Havel, voted against. And then Salisbury at the time abstained because they wanted to try to kind of think of like a hybrid version and bring that to a later vote. So anything that we vote on for the regional agreement, we needed a 2/3 majority. And so in this case, we got that. Georgetown wasn't at that meeting, but they later gave their vote. So it actually bumped up to 9 in favor of per pupil, 1 against, 1 abstain. So this Salisbury's model was this 50-50 model. They wanted us to say, all right, if half of this is going to be the old agreement, half of this will be a per pupil model. And what does that look? And although that brought down New Report's number a little bit, it was still asking New Report in a hypothetical $200 million project to spend about $10 million more than they would have to if it was per pupils. That is just a huge number, and it's a number I wasn't willing to move from. So we took a vote today, and actually on that 50-50, Haverhill actually came back in favor of that, which was surprising but good. But we still voted against it. New Report, Rowley voted against it. West Newby technically voted against it, but it turned into an abstention. And then Merrimack also voted against it. So it didn't beat the per pupil model. So that'll be the recommendation. But I don't feel good about that getting through Whittier School Committee, right? Because Haverhill has such a presence there. If they're against the per pupil model, that probably is going to stop right there. So I don't know what's going to happen next. We're going to have to look at what that report looks like and see what goes to Whittier School Committee. But right now, it looks like we're not moving forward with anything until we can kind of figure out collectively what's the best way to move forward. So that's what I'll say about Whittier.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, Anne-Marie Tobin is reporting on itemlive.com. The search for a new athletic director at Linfield High School is over. Steve Berndrett, whose most recent position was the athletic director at Minichog Regional High School in Wilbraham, is officially scheduled to begin his duties on August 18. The Boxford Little League team had its playoff run ended over the weekend in a 7-2 loss to Pittsfield. They were the District 15 and the Section 4 champions. The team had 10 playoff wins but went 0-2 at the state level. And the Red Sox completed a 3-game weekend series sweep of the Dodgers last night with an 8-4 win in Los Angeles. Red Sox are off tonight. Tomorrow night, they'll host the White Sox at Fenway. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore. Thanks for checking in.